Welcome back to my loyal subscribers from all across the world. This is Alicia from ILiveToInspire.com with another episode of the Alicia Lawrence Show. And today I'm really super excited because I have a special guest. Yes. It is a special day indeed because we have with us Susan Kellner-Znick. And she's an author and innovator in the use of hypnotism and neuro-linguistic programming. She's in demand internationally for a high success rate in helping people lead better lives. She's also a master hypnotist and a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming and advanced neurodynamics. So she's an expert. Welcome, Suzanne.
Thank you so much, Alicia. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, it's fantastic to have Susan here. And I've been talking to Susan for a couple of weeks, and I've convinced her to give you, my special listeners, a free gift as a thank you for listening to this podcast. And Susan will tell you more about this in just a moment. But before we go there, I know I said a whole bunch of words that you probably didn't understand, so we're going to have Susan help us out. So, Susan, what really makes you so special with this whole hypnosis and neurolinguistic programming thing?
Well, that's an excellent question and an unusual way of asking it, actually, and a better way of asking it, because seriously, when we think about how our minds work and how we learn things when we're very young, from 0 to 7 years old. We take things right in literally. We are in a hypnotic state. Our theta brain waves are operating in this manner, which means that pretty much anything that anyone says to you is going straight into record into your unconscious mind. What that means is that these things are imprinted into you. Now, if you have someone who is in your life who you love, like let's say a child with a parent, maybe a mother who's had a stressed out day, and she says to the little girl, let's say, you know, you're a pain in my butt. That's going to go into that little girl's unconscious mind, and depending on that little girl and how she interprets that, she may think that she's not worthy of love or care or concern. So what needs to happen when I see these folks as teenagers or grown-ups, when they get conscious from 7 years old forward, I have to go in there using hypnosis, bypassing what we call the critical factor of the conscious mind to get into their unconscious mind to give them new perceptions based on what they can understand at an older age. Because as you know, when we grow up, we get mentally better functioning. We're able to reason. We're able to rationalize. We're able to judge things. But at a very young age, when we're in a hypnotic state with those theta brains going, we can't do that. We don't have the ability yet. So we go in there and we reframe it and we give them new perspectives. And when we do that, they get positive learnings on the things that were negative, negative emotions, limiting beliefs. We can help people open up new choices they never knew they had. And interestingly enough, they come up with their own choices. I don't do it for them. I just help facilitate it so they get on with their life. I just want to speak a little bit about NLP because people think that NLP, otherwise known as neuro-linguistic programming, is not hypnosis. And I'm here to tell you it is. Because with neuro-linguistic programming, you're also bypassing the critical faculty of the conscious mind working in the unconscious mind, the very definition of hypnosis. So therefore, that's what you're doing. And to explain what that is simply and easily, we need to understand that we take in 136,000 bits of information per second. So if we were to be able to take all that stuff in and not generalize it, not delete it, not distort it through those deletions, we'd be insane. This is what happens with people who have too much overstimulation of their senses, because we're talking about things coming in through their vision, through their hearing, through their touch, through their taste, and through odor, sense of smell, that they would be going nuts. So what we need to do here is we need to necessarily delete things. And then those deletions, we distort things. And to learn things, we need to generalize. A chair is a chair. But in so doing that, we have different memories than the people who were there at the same time as us back in our past. Like if you think about some event and you and a sibling or you and a parent talked about it, you have different recollections. Well, that's why.
Yes.
So What happens is we go in there with these really quick tools and techniques, and we're able to help people very quickly get rid of negative emotions, limiting beliefs, get their conscious and their unconscious mind working together as one, because your unconscious mind is always running you, always. We just don't think so.
Right.
We think our conscious mind is running us, but it's not. It's the unconscious. And that's why people can't do the things they want to do and can't stop doing the things they want to. And it doesn't matter how many years of therapy you go into or how many self-help books you read, until you rewrite the programming in your unconscious mind, it's not going to change.
Right. Definitely. And, you know, that really brings me today to our topic. Like, a lot of my listeners, they may be feeling stuck, like they have no choices. They may feel overwhelmed, like what's happening in their life they have absolutely no control over, and like they have no choices. And how can you help them realize that they have the power within them to create new choices that will help them lead the life that they so desire?
Well, this is a very important question. Certainly this is something that I work with all of my clients on as a basis of helping them make new and different choices. The first thing that needs to really happen is they need to let go of the recordings from their childhood and actually have perceptions as an adult. Because if you're looking at it as a child, you know, a very young child, well, of course you're going to feel like you don't have any control over anything, because children don't. But once we do some reprogramming and have them get into a sensibility where they're capable of understanding, you know, I deserve better than this. I am not the bad person I always thought I was, or maybe I misinterpreted something because, yeah, maybe my mom was depressed and she didn't have control of herself at that time, or maybe dad had some drinking issues or whatever. They learn to forgive and they learn to move on. And then with that, as the adult, they're able to say, okay, these things work for me, these things don't. We're talking about relationships, both with primary lovers and these kinds of people who might be abusive. I cannot tell you how many people come in and tell me they love their spouse or their boyfriend, only to find out in the next session how much abuse and neglect they deal with, and they really don't have a loving relationship.
Wow.
They're just putting up with a lot of stuff. And then the scary part comes, well, now what I do if I know I need to get out of this relationship? Or what if I really wanted it to work, but maybe the person outgrew the relationship, or maybe they're just growing in different directions and they don't want the same stuff anymore? How do you help them heal that and really take control of the situation in such a way as saying, I learned so much from this relationship, and because I learned so much from this relationship, it's now time for me to move on to something else so I can grow again? Because that's why anyone comes into our life. They show us what we call the shadow self. Carl Jung called it that. The shadow is those parts of ourselves that we need to heal and work on, or the things that we're embarrassed about or don't like about ourselves. And these people come in to help us with those things. And when those things are clear, well, it may well be that you don't want that person in your life anymore because they're holding you down now, you know, because we grow and develop, hopefully, right? So that's how that works. And then in jobs, right, a lot of people, 70% of Americans do not like their jobs. And they're in jobs because they get a regular paycheck. What they fail to recognize is there's no such thing as security, because we have all these IPOs where, you know, these businesses are being sold all the time, you know, and people are getting layoffs all the time, or they have that over their heads. You know, their bosses keep talking about, you know, cutting back and letting go of people. Even my ex, who works at Harvard University for a period of time, was really fearful that he was going to lose his job until he realized they really couldn't work without him. He actually helped develop the darkroom over there that they do some pretty exceptional photography for. But the bottom line is, it's very scary if you're living in that situation. So then you have to ask yourself, is there something called security? Brian Tracy would tell you, one of the motivational speakers, and, you know, he's a sales manager, he will tell you, you are the CEO of your own company, and even if you're working in another company, you better make yourself so needed and necessary that they have no reason to do anything other than promote you. And if you're not willing to do that, you better go find your own work, creating your own income, doing what it is that you love and enjoy and comes easy to you, and then find other people to help you with those areas that you need help with, because no one does anything of any use all alone, do they, Alicia?
Right, definitely. And, you know, it just brings to thought that, okay, you know, that my listeners may be going through this with relationships. They might be going through this with their jobs. But what are some of the physical effects? Like, how can they really identify this? Are they, like, feeling drained, or they can't sleep, or they're feeling sad, angry, or resentful? What are some of the signs that they can recognize? Because, like you said, you had that client who came in, and they didn't realize that they had an issue with their relationship, per se, because it was just hidden under layers of everything else. And wouldn't there be signs that they would have seen, that they would know that there is actually an underlying issue?
There's many, many signs, and I'm going to kind of maybe put something out there for people to kind of think about here, because they may not think of these as signs, but they're definitely signs. If you're a person who has any kind of chronic illness, I'm talking about everything from asthma, allergies, fibromyalgia, IBS, any of these kinds of things, any autoimmune illness, things like this going on, any of these issues in your life that are not working so well in relationships, not just with your partners, it could be family relationships with siblings or with grandparents, you know, whomever. It could be friends who are toxic. It could be your job. You know, we have these ways of knowing inside our bodies that things are going wrong, and we need to listen to it. Now, our bodies will get into these physical, shall we say, states when we don't listen to the inner mind, the unconscious mind. And the unconscious mind is giving you these notices by telling you, I'm angry, I'm irritable, I'm tired, I don't sleep well at night, I'm always a bitch, or I'm always crabbing about something, or I need a drink, or I need a marijuana, or I need to take a smoke, or I need to evade the people I don't want to be with, or I feel sick and I don't want to go to school, or I feel sick and I don't want to go to work, or my stomach gets all churned up when I'm around certain people or dealing with certain things, or I'm feeling like I'm not able to concentrate anymore on those things that used to be easy for me, and I'm forgetting if I close these things down or turn things off, maybe my work or my house, that, you know, maybe need some kind of electricity. We're talking about maybe coffee pots, or, you know, maybe you're fearful of leaving the stove on or things of this nature. So all of these kinds of things, and by the way, any kind of obsessive compulsive type of behavior like this also is an indicator, you know, that you keep checking these checking behaviors, checking to make sure that things are set before you get out the door, and it takes you, you know, 15, 20 minutes to get out of your door in the morning, and you're already running late and you have to deal with the traffic, right? So these are indicators that people have inside their minds. And it might even be a message saying, I don't like working with this person, or I don't like living with this person, or this person is always making me feel bad. In my own life, I had asthma very badly for a lot of years, and the doctors couldn't do anything about it. And I realized that when I had toxic people in my life, they would trigger me. And it might not happen right away. Usually it was like within, I don't know, maybe 12 hours. All of a sudden, I'm gagging, I'm choking on this phlegm, and I'm realizing, you know what? That person I was just with really made me really upset. And that person needs to be out of my life. And that's what I do.
Right.
Or I get overtired. I'm a workaholic. So sometimes I need to just sort of take breaks and do what I need to do for myself and get enough sleep and enough rest and relaxation. Or that's another indicator. So our bodies and our minds let us know. The problem is that people are fearful of confronting it because it's like, well, I already know about this life. So who am I without this problem in my world? You know, what happens when I can't use that as an excuse to be sick and have people dance around me because I feel shitty, you know?
Can you just quickly share that story about your brain tumor? Because I think it was so fascinating, and it's also related here because it tied into a deeper underlying emotion.
Well, yeah, I was diagnosed with a brain tumor back in 2009, in May of 2009. Actually, what truly happened for this whole thing to be found, and thank God it was, because a lot of people have mentioned NOMAs, which is actually a tumor on the meninges of the brain, the covering of the brain. I was at my sister's house in New Hampshire. We were watching this really horrible DVD. It was a stupid movie, but all of a sudden I'm seeing the characters in double. It was really weird, just like that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I'm like waiting for this thing to go away because I didn't know it was creating it. And I don't know, I waited for a couple of months, and finally, like until January, I finally called one of my friends, and I said, I need an eye doctor in the area. I had just moved close to him, and I didn't like the eye doctor I was seeing down south, where I actually was living before. And basically, he sent me to an eye doctor, and the eye doctor really ruled out everything that could cause double vision. We're talking about any kind of infection, any kind of problem with the eyeball. And what they really found after doing some MRIs, they had to do like much smaller slices, they found the tumor. It was like 2 centimeters, and it was on the sixth nerve, optic nerve, and that's what created the double vision. Now, what I found out, there are different reasons why these kinds of things happen. But, you know, one of the things that I realized, and this goes back to a course that I took with my trainers in neurolinguistics, they were doing something called the New Health Paradigm. And they're talking about this doctor, what's his name, Dr. Hammer, I think his name was, and he had done some research on tumors because what happened was he had a brain tumor, and he knew people with him with tumors, and he realized that 3 years before the tumor was found, there was some emotional turmoils that were going on in their lives. And depending on where the tumor was located in the body, that is what it was related to. And he did like 20,000 of these people to study over a period of years. Now, what was interesting was when I went to do some coaching for my trainers a few years later, I was looking into this information because one of the trainers told me to go look this into this, and one of the guys there actually found the information for me there. And it came up that there were people in my life who were causing these problems 3 years previous. My mother was one. She had made some bogus commentaries to my now ex-husband about me wanting a divorce, which I never, ever, not once in my life talked to her about. But she has fairly serious mental health issues, and she was feeling like jeopardized, you know, that I wasn't giving her enough attention because in her world, it's never enough. And then my ex started cheating on me soon after that. So when you think about it, and this was a 20-plus year marriage, so what was the tonic for it, to treat it, was to go as far away as I could from these people who are triggering these negative emotions. Lo and behold, I managed to get myself a trip to Israel. I went to Australia first. That's where I did the training. And then, you know, to do the coaching and the training, actually. And then I went over to Israel. So I was gone for 3 solid months, all right?
Right.
And I got away from these folks. And it was a really, really good thing because my mom was in a crisis about 6 months later after I returned. She needed me to be able to step up and really save her from it could have been a very deadly situation that she was in, never mind having all her money stolen. And so basically, I was thinking after that, you know, if I didn't get away from all this chaos and turmoil, I don't know if I would have been able to take a stand for her, never mind clearing the brain tumor. Now, going back to the brain tumor, interestingly enough, I did some visualization because the guy who actually mentored me was a hypnotist working with cancer patients. And it dawned on me one day, as I was taking a shower, that I should be doing this for myself. And I did. And so what happened was I found out after the first year follow-up that it had shrunk. Now, they didn't tell me it was going to shrink. They said that they could stop it from growing. That's two very different things.
Right.
I never asked how much it shrunk. But the two-year follow-up, the doctor, who was a wonderful doctor, actually, at Mass General Hospital, she said, you know, if it was any smaller, it wouldn't be there. And this is really what your mind can do. It can get rid of tumors. It can get rid of all kinds of things if you just know how to apply it. Now, I haven't gone back for my third-year follow-up, but I'm going to go back for my fifth-year follow-up, and my guess is that it's completely gone, something medical science could never handle.
Exactly. That's very powerful, the whole power of the mind and how hypnosis and NLP can really help you tap into that power and use it for healing yourself. However, before we go there, remember, you still need to check with your doctor and do not ignore medical care from your doctor. However, we're saying that hypnosis and NLP can assist.
Let me explain to you how I worked with this with my ex-psychiatrist, who I had seen for 14 years for manic depression, another thing that people are not supposed to be able to get rid of. And what happened with this, and this is also very fascinating, it took 5 minutes for me to clear the manic depression, but understand that, number one, I had been under medical care for 14 years, and I had been in a state where I was on lithium for over a decade, and lithium is very toxic to the system, and it was starting to shut down my kidney. So we had started really getting me off of the lithium already, and I was only on a tiny maintenance dose at that time. And what happened was I knew that I didn't need to have a psychiatrist anymore. In fact, for years I was like at this point where I just don't want to be tethered to her. I wanted to be able to move wherever I wanted to move, do what I wanted to do, and not have to take medication. So my trainers, when I went to their Advanced Personal Evolution program, which is a very intense thing where we actually do all the work on ourselves, think about that.
Right.
People in mental health and physical health are actually doing things for themselves that they're telling their patients and clients to do. Imagine. Well, I went through this whole process, and with a little timeline therapy, which is a form of neurolinguistic programming, which helped me get rid of the negative emotions that are attached to manic depression, I was able to let it go. But I did follow-ups with my psychiatrist for 10 months before I decided I wasn't taking any more rides to Boston to go see her. And I terminated with her blessing, okay, with her blessing.
Right.
She had followed me for a very long time, and it was 10 months afterwards. And I obviously didn't need the medications anymore. And, in fact, when I went into the hospital for another problem, the hormonal issue, they wanted to give me antidepressants to get rid of the hot sweats. And the problem with that was that I didn't need any of this stuff, and it started making me dizzy. And the doctor, they called him a neurologist, and when I stopped taking meds, when he couldn't find anything, it was like, I didn't need it. You don't take these medications unless you need them. If they're not helping you, you probably don't need them. You probably need to deal with something like nutrition or something like getting the toxic people out of your life or finding a job that actually works for you, you know, basic.
Right. Those are some amazing stories, how you healed yourself of your brain tumor, and you also healed yourself of manic depression that you had been treated for over 14 years. Now, people might have this whole stirring of emotions that are underlying for whatever they might be going through in their life when it comes to creating new choices or actually building that life they desire. And luckily today we have one of my listeners who listens regularly, Gurpal, and he has volunteered to do demo with Suzanne. And I promise, Gurpal, we're not going to make you quack like a duck. So for those of you who think hypnosis is about quacking like a duck and doing weird things, that's just the entertainment side of hypnosis. And Suzanne does the other side where it helps you to handle the issues that you're going through in life. So Suzanne is going to do a quick demo with Gurpal. But what's awesome about this demo is you can always come back to this podcast repeatedly and come to that section with the demo, follow along, and also gain the same benefits time after time after time again. And I'm really thankful to Suzanne for doing that for us. So Suzanne and Gurpal, take it away.
Okay, so first I want to explain that we're going to be doing something called anchoring, which is a neurolinguistic programming, NLP, very simple thing that we're going to do. And we're going to be anchoring Gurpal with feeling confident. He's going to feel smart, he's going to feel centered, and he's going to feel loved, and he's going to be able to take these emotions with him wherever he needs to take them to make any situation that might be a little scary or might not feel so good, better and easier for him to deal with. So, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, so the first thing I need you to do is take a nice deep breath in, and I want you to hold it, and then I want you to exhale. Perfect. Do it again. Nice deep breath in. Hold. Exhale. Now close your eyes down. And what I would like you to do is I'd like you to go back into time to a time when you felt really, 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 really confident. Confident about something that you did. And maybe it was something that you didn't even know that you could do or something you were fearful of trying, but when you did it, you were so successful, you felt so good after you did it that it was amazing. I would like you to tap right into that emotion, and when you have that emotion and you're seeing what you saw, feeling what you felt, hearing what you heard, just let me know you're there.
I'm there.
Good. I want you to hold that thought and that emotion right there, and as you're doing so, I'd like you to put your index finger and your thumb together on whichever hand, it doesn't matter. And I would like you to hold them there until I tell you to do otherwise, okay? And you just touch them together. That's all you need to do, okay?
Okay, yep.
Just hold them there for until I tell you. Perfect. Separate your fingers. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale. And I'd like you to feel your feet, wherever they are, wherever they're touching, just feel your feet for a moment. Very good. Now what I'd like you to do So I'd like you to go ahead and I'd like you to think about a time in the past when you felt so loved, just so loved and taken care of. Whenever that time was, whatever your conscious mind pulls in is absolutely perfect. And when you have that, feeling what you felt, seeing what you saw, hearing what you heard, just let me know you're there.
I'm there.
Good. Put your two fingers together until I tell you to do otherwise. Good. Separate them.
Okay.
Now I'd like you to just go ahead and feel your feet again. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale. Now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go ahead and I'd like you to think of a time when you felt like so grounded and so centered because you knew exactly what you were doing and it felt really, really good. It was like you were in the zone. Totally in the zone, which is, by the way, a hypnotic state for those of you who are looking for education here. So go ahead and find a time that you're in the zone, you're confident, you're grounded, and things were just going really, really, really well. When you're there, let me know, feeling what you felt, hearing what you heard, seeing what you saw.
Okay, I'm there.
Great. Put those two fingers together until I tell you to do otherwise. Go ahead and separate your fingers.
Uh-huh.
Feel your feet. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale. Now, I'd like you to find a time when you're just having a really good time. Maybe you're hanging out with a friend of yours, whatever. You're just having a really, really good time. It was like time just stood still. That's another hypnotic state when you're feeling time standing still. And I'd just like you to get in touch with that time. It was just like one of those wonderful, wonderful times that you had in your life, and you just didn't want it to end. It was just that good. When you're feeling what you felt, hearing what you heard, seeing what you saw, let me know you're there.
I'm there.
Great. Put those two fingers together until I tell you to do otherwise. Go ahead and separate them.
Okay.
Feel your feet. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale. Put your two fingers together and tell me how you're feeling.
Good. I remember all those moments.
Yeah, and like tell the listeners like what it feels like inside your body or what you might how you're experiencing those feelings or what you're seeing or hearing, whatever. Just let them know like what it's like.
I guess I'm just running through all the moments that you told me to link myself to, and that just makes me go through the same emotions that I did back when I was feeling confident or feeling loved and just feeling like I was super confident, and that's what I feel in this moment right now.
Okay, now I want you to do a little test for me, okay? Do you have something coming up that's a little bit nerve-wracking for you or something you need to deal with that you're not too – you don't have to tell us what it is, just something.
Yep.
Okay, good. This is what I want you to do. I want you to imagine yourself going through that thing, whatever it is, okay? And right before you're doing that thing, I want you to put those two fingers together as you're imagining it, and I want you to imagine yourself coming out the other end, you know, very successful, it works better than you ever thought, and there's some solution that happens as a result of it. Just go do that now. When you're done, let me know.
Okay. Okay, you ready?
Okay, tell me what happened.
Just had no anxiety.
Where did the anxiety go?
That's the way I can describe it. I have no idea.
I was just focusing.
No, I don't know where it went, but.
And do you care?
Maybe. No, as long as it works, right? I guess that's
the
whole idea. Yeah.
So this is a way that people can use this, okay? If you have to do any kind of demonstrations, if you have to do any kind of oral presentations, if you have to deal with something that, you know, maybe dealing with a friend or family member going through a hard time, or maybe there's some hard conversation you have to have. You can use this little thing. No one needs to even know what you're doing. And you can just put yourself into this place once you have that anchor developed. We did stacking anchors is what it's called because we did five of them, okay? Mm-hmm. And then if you actually future pace into the future, actually before you even do it, and you do that a couple of times, you will be able to succeed in ways you could never imagine until you imagined it.
Wow.
Using this tool and technique. And that's why it works. And that's how we get people to do amazing things they've never done before without any anxiety, feeling in control, feeling confident, and getting a positive outcome every time.
Yeah, that's super simple. And it's, I just realize, you realize it's all in your head. And then once you do
everything
this.
Everything is in your head. Let me tell you one more thing about it all in your head. Your emotions are based on your neurology, your neurotransmitters. Your thoughts create your neurology. So you can change your state if you choose to change your state. If you could be in, if you're in a kind of negative state, all you need to do is listen to uplifting music, talk to someone who makes you laugh, do something that you enjoy. Guess what? It's gone. The other thing, too, if you're feeling down, look up. You can't be feeling down when you look up. The physiology won't allow it to happen.
True, I just looked up.
Wow.
That's really cool.
You know, that
yeah.
was just amazing, Susan. I just love the, especially that you took Gurpal through the process of how we could actually use it, and just like that, the anxiety didn't exist. And I don't know if his voice was questioning or if he wanted it back, but if it was me,
he definitely
I
did not
want
it back. It was pretty clear he didn't want it back. He didn't care when it went. But
yeah,
it was pretty
exactly.
amazing. It's a miracle.
Yeah, thanks for that.
I would love to thank Gurpal for being an awesome listener to the Alicia Lawrence Show, and also for being my test guest today.
No problem. My pleasure.
Suzanne really took us through that whole process of anchoring. And as I mentioned before, you can come back to this podcast time and time again. You can share it with your friends if you think they need something like this, if they're going through a difficult time or anything like that. You can share this with your friends, with your family, with anyone that you think this whole thing of positive anchoring can help. And as I mentioned before, Susan is so, so kind and beautiful that she's giving all my listeners a special gift. And just for listening to the show today, some of the things that you get from Susan is her book, Learning from My Journeys, which is a $27 value, a 15-minute consult, which is a $197 value, improved self-esteem and increased motivation hypnosis audio, which is a $47 value, and a quit anger quickly audio, which is also a $47 value. So that's a grand $367 value, where if you had to pay for it out of pocket, you'd have to pay $197. And I spoke to Suzanne. I tried to talk her out of it, but she was insistent that she wanted to give this to you guys for free. And I said, Susan, you're crazy. And her response was, you know, I just really want to help people. So I'm really super grateful to Suzanne for putting together this special offer to give to you guys. And just one quick thing about the 15-minute consult. She only can give a handful of those away per month. So just because you are a regular listener to the show, once you have entered your email address on ilivetoinspire.com/Suzanne, that's ilivetoinspire.com/SUZANNE, once you go to that page and you enter your email there, you get access to all the free gifts. And that first email that you get in your inbox, just reply to it, and it will go straight to Suzanne. And the first thing I want you to write in the subject line is, help me, Suzanne. Once you've written that in the subject line, that actually puts you on her priority list to get access to those handful of free 15-minute consults that Suzanne has available to just the listeners of this show. So, Suzanne, I know that one of the things that you have in this special offer, the Learning from My Journeys, is really showing people that their experiences through their life have lessons that they can use to release limiting beliefs, to help them lead a better life, to help them feel better about life. Can you just quickly talk about that?
Yeah, Learning from My Journey is a really special book in that it actually is learning from the wisdom that I gleaned from those people who came into my life, starting with my parents all the way up to my clients. And it's really a bunch of essays that are very easy to read, very short. Most of them are fairly short. And they really give a different perspective on a lot of things so that people can read them, learn a little bit about me and where I'm coming from, but more importantly, understand that there's so many things in life that we take for granted or we don't understand. We try to read people's minds or we take things personally that aren't personal or we try to shove our ideas down other people's throats and it's not appropriate. So anyway, the stories all come from things that I've learned from people who have really been there for me in very special ways all through my life, as I said. And some of them are really touching. And in fact, a couple of them, there's one called Out on a Limb, which is actually talks about how I got to Israel and what I did there and all the things that I learned by basically leaving everything I knew here and giving away my car and not having an apartment to come back to and not knowing where the money was going to come from for me to get a place when I came back, because it was a gift of money from somebody very close to me who that money needed to be used for the purpose of getting me out of here. As I said, I needed to leave because of the brain tumor to do my own healing. And so it talks about that. And then along with that, I had to go to Mass General Hospital's cancer center. And I have a story in there, lessons learned from the kids with cancer, kids at the cancer center, I think is the name of it. And that is a very touching story, and it talks about how children deal with these things so much differently than adults do and how much more healthier they are because their attitudes were totally amazing. So these are some of the really, really important ideas and concepts that people need to understand in order to have a much better life. And you get a new learning with each one of these stories. And I forget how many. There's over 50 of them in the book, actually. But they're very fast reads, all of them. And they don't need to be read in order. You can pick and choose whatever floats your boat.
Awesome. That is such a fantastic gift, Susan. Thank you very much for giving that to my listeners. And as usual, I love giving people homework. So can you give them a quick homework that they can use apart from, you know, they got the wonderful anchoring exercise a few minutes ago, but what's one quick homework that they can do that within the next 24 hours to help put them on the track towards a better life?
Well, one of the things that I give my clients to do who are going through difficult times, and they feel overwhelmed or they just feel like anxious a lot or they're getting sick a lot and I don't know why, is I want them to make a list. And the list works like this. I want them to make a list of all the people they consider family. Now, family is not necessarily blood relatives. Family are the people who you can depend on to be there for you no matter what. They will drop everything to be there for you, and you will do the same for them. There's only a handful of people in your life that you can do that for because we only have so much time, okay? The second group I would like you to make a list of would be friends. Friends are people who do things for you that are out of the way sometimes. Like I have a friend who will take me to the airport at 4 o'clock in the morning to go over to Africa, for example, because I do that for her and she goes to Africa. So we do these kinds of things for one another. These are people who you have interest in common with and people who you generally love and like as people. Then I want you to make a list of your acquaintances. These are people that you have things in common. You know them, you see them, you're friendly with them, but you really don't have a lot to do with them. But they're in your life. And then I want you to make a list of what I call, well, we call them leeches. And leeches are the people who are like the psychic vampires. These are the people who are always angry or negative. Every time you're with them, they just draw all your energy out. Maybe they're people who ask you for a favor, and then once you go there, they make you do 10 or 15. I used to have a friend like that, and I got rid of her because I didn't understand why I was living her life instead of my own. People like that. And also, you know, they tend to be people who don't have time for you. With all the giving that you do, they have no time for you. And I want you to make a list of those folks. Now, with the acquaintances, the friends, and the leeches, there's going to be people you like, people you don't like, and people that you can work with. And I want you to sort of separate those folks out in your list. And with the ones that you feel like you can deal with them and it's okay, that's a check mark. Then there's a question mark on the people who you really like, but you're really not certain that there's someone who's good for you. And those are the people you need to have a conversation with face-to-face and explain to them why what they are doing is creating some problems for you, because it is your problem, right, because it's affecting you negatively, and what you would like them to do instead. And if they're unable to do it, you need to dump them. And you only give them one or two shots to do it, and then they're gone, because they're making your life not happy or fulfilled. They're draining you. And then you have the people who you realize, when you look at it, they just aren't really of any substantial positive impact to your life at all. So why are you with them? And you dump them. And you don't have to dump them in any horrible way. You just let the relationship just sort of wither away by not contacting them anymore. Just let it go. And you do the same thing with the leeches. And what you're going to find as a result of doing this little exercise, if you are smart enough and willing to take the risk of actually being with people who you actually enjoy and who actually fortify you, give you that emotional nutrition we all need, instead of wasting your time with people who sap your energy, make you feel badly about yourself and maybe their own situation, want you to be their therapist when maybe you don't have that kind of training, which, by the way, never be a therapist to anyone. Send them to a therapist or suggest firmly that they talk to their therapist about these things or find one, help them find one, because it's not appropriate for you to do this. You can create more problems than help when you don't know what you're doing there. You will find that you will feel lighter and brighter. You'll be like walking on air when you take care of these relationships. And all of a sudden, you just got rid of a whole ton of problems that weren't your problem in the first place. And that will leave you to a much better baseline in which to work with other issues in your life.
Wow. Well, I mean, that sounds like a very comprehensive exercise. And I really like that, because I've seen people say, do this, and then the people that are on the leechers list just dump them. But what I love about what you've offered is that you're giving them an opportunity, saying, hey, this is what our relationship is affecting me, and this is how I would love for it to look. Are you game, yes or no? So you're giving them the opportunity to actually change, because maybe they don't even realize what they're doing.
They don't realize what they're doing in most cases, number one. It's their own programming. And number two, you know, the problem is that you need to be responsible for what you want to create in your own life. It's called being at cause. In neurolinguistic programming, we have this thing called being at cause or being at effect, which is also through the spiritual teachings as well. And, you know, if you are at effect, you're the victim. You blame the world for your problems. But as long as you blame the world doesn't give a damn. They have their own problems, right? So what happens if you get into a codependent relationship with someone and then it's unhealthy anyway? So you need to take responsibility for what you want to create in your life, which means you better freaking open your mouth and say what you want and demand it. And if you don't get what you want, guess what? You have more choices. And then once you let go of the people who are sucking out your energy, it's like feng shui, you can replace them with people who are much more fortifying and helpful, because we are the sum total of the five people we hang out the most anyway. So level up.
Yes. And, I mean, you have such amazing information and knowledge to share, and I wish I could spend all day talking to you right now so that my listeners can benefit, but I know I have to let you go. And before we go, just a little bit of intro about next week's episode, because I'm bringing Susan back. And my question to you is, have you ever felt like your life is going nowhere, or have you ever felt like your success is held hostage, like life is playing a really cruel game on you and deliberately keeping success out of your reach? Well, next week, Suzanne is going to share with us a process that will melt those blocks to your success like butter in hot sun. So I'm really, really looking forward to that interview with Suzanne next week. So, Suzanne, I really do appreciate you being on the show today. Thank you for being my guest and for doing that awesome demo.
Oh, you're so welcome. And, you know, as you know, and I'll share this with your listeners, my tagline on my business is setting souls free to live their purpose on purpose. But the only way you can live your purpose on purpose is to live on purpose, isn't it?
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you very much again, Suzanne. As usual, I love ending the show on a funny note, but before we go there, you can connect with me on Twitter at Alicia Lawrence. You can also find me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Alicia Lawrence Live. That's Alicia Lawrence, L-I-V-E. Here's your funny one-liner for the day. Here we go. I live in my own little world, but it's okay. They know me there.
very good.
Well, my friend, thank you again for joining me for another episode of the Alicia Lawrence Show. Remember that you're awesome, you're beautiful, you are a wonderful person. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. Have a wonderfully fabulous day.